The latest book from the Barefoot Doctor is called Pure. So what does that mean, and why is it so important?
All spiritual paths tell you that you have to be pure to have personal power. You have to have personal power if you want to be able to create, manifest the life that you want and to enjoy it. Because if you've got no power, if life's got power over you, you feel like a victim and then it's very unenjoyable. However, the traditional notion of what purity consists in is really an ideal, according to Taoism, because it's very, very impossible, I'd say, to never have rude thoughts or nasty thoughts about people. Or, you know, sometimes you're going to eat meat and you're going to drink alcohol, you're going to drink coffee, you're going to smoke, you're going to do whatever. Through a lifetime, it's impossible to achieve absolute purity unless you're a very, very rare individual, and there aren't many of those around. The Taoist idea is that you achieve purity by becoming purely yourself. And that includes your dark side, your light side, all of it. So whatever you're doing, even if it's really naughty and apparently impure, if you do it with the fullness of yourself, all of you come to bear on the moment, you will be doing it with your pure self. And that in itself somehow cancels out the desire to do things that aren't going to be harmonious with the general flow of things. So purity is not about being good. You don't have to be good to be pure. You just have to be you. And so what I'm doing here is teaching people how to be themselves, which might sound a bit odd. I mean, you'd think that we'd know how to be ourselves. But the problem is that our society is based on pretense and myth. Everyone's pretending. You pretend to be happy when you're feeling sad. You pretend to be strong when you're feeling weak. And the reason is quite obvious, is because we don't want to be excluded from the pack, because then we don't survive. You know, it's a biological programming. So we're trained to pretend all the time, and it therefore makes it very, very difficult to know even who we are. We're so busy trying to earn approval from our parents, our teachers, our peers, that we actually forget what we really are, what we want, what we feel, and so on. And so what I'm teaching people is the basic mechanics of how to do that, because that's what Taoism addresses itself to.
So how do you do that?
It's all to do with the body. Rather than referencing your experience of who you are to what's in your mind, the stories you're telling yourself about life, you reference yourself to your body, because that's something you can rely on. You can't argue with your body. If you're breathing fully and freely, you're actually almost all the way there. If you then expand your mainframe, as it were, if you lengthen your spine and you broaden your shoulders, you let your energy sink, so you go with gravity, but you've got this counterpull of this upward reaching spine, that makes you be in your body properly. It helps you inhabit all parts of you. So once you're inhabiting all parts of your body with your breath flowing, you are yourself, essentially. The only thing that then interferes with you is your mind. And the way Taoism deals with that, or the way this pure idea deals with that, is that most of the time we're in the forebrain, in the prefrontal lobes. That's where we conduct this ongoing commentary and debate about how well we're doing or how badly we're doing, what we want, could we get it, are we able, do we deserve it, they've got it, why haven't I, should I want it, shouldn't I want it, and all of that stuff that goes on constantly in the forebrain. What the Taoist suggests is that you actually draw your point from which you're looking at reality backwards behind that into the midbrain, the area of the brain between and behind the eyes and equidistant between the ears. And that if you can train yourself, and it does take a bit of training, it's like if I said to you, feel the inside of your wrist, it would take you a while to get sensitive to feel the inside of your wrist, the same way as it takes a while to get sensitive to feel the center of your brain. But once you do feel it, you realize it was there all the time, because it's the center of your brain, nobody else's, and it was no big mystery. It just takes a little while to train yourself into it. But once you do, and you find yourself habitually kind of observing the world from the midbrain, your whole perspective shifts. It becomes much broader. You get a sort of transcendent, holistic view of things rather than the kind of localized view that's caught up in the drama of everything. So when they talk in meditation about still your mind, let your mind be empty, stop thinking, that's actually impossible to do, because the front of the brain is there to do all the thinking. If it stopped thinking, you know, it wouldn't have anything. It has to think. That's what it does. But what this does is it sidesteps that, or rather backsteps it, by going behind it in a kind of spatial way, a physical way. And that's really the key to enlightenment. That's what they call opening the third eye.
So this is really just about sitting still and thinking to the middle of your brain. That's just what you have to do.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, thinking to from the middle of your brain. You kind of draw yourself back and you feel the middle of your brain. I mean, people can't get it often at first. So what I suggest is you press your tongue up on the roof of your mouth, and quite firmly, and up and behind that about an inch or so, that's where you'll find it. Or if you just very, very subtly turn your head from side to side, the point of the turn, the fulcrum point, that's where the center of your brain is.
And then you just sit there and focus on that.
You know, it does help to train like that. The whole point of this stuff is it's to take it out to play in the world. You don't have to sort of cut yourself off and spend ages practicing it. It only takes a moment or two a day of just concentrating on drawing the mind back. You could be doing that on the tube, walking to work, sitting in the office, sitting in the bath. It doesn't matter when you're doing it. And the more you can do it in the midst of everyday action, the better. Because that's the idea. It's not like you're trying to remove yourself from the world. What you're trying to do is just reposition yourself internally while you're in the world.
That's the Barefoot Doctor. His book, Pure, is published by Hay House.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.